starting off your weekend with an optimistic look at 2010. I'm Paul Plack, and this is Aero News. Welcome in to the Aero News special feature. Thanks for downloading us today. There's been a lot of headbutting going on in the news this week over the future direction of the U.S. space program, frustrating stories about the scope of federal waste, and agencies squaring off over the training of regional airline pilots. So I thought a little good news would be a good launch for the weekend. Bob Wood is the chairman of the U.S. Sport Aviation Expo in Sebring, Florida, which starts us off each January with a look at the latest in the light sport aircraft scene. ANN editor-in-chief Jim Campbell talked to Bob on the Saturday of the event last month, which is traditionally a big day for attendance, and even a passing thunderstorm couldn't dampen Bob's enthusiasm.
We've already dealt with our little weather emergency, which frankly only lasted a couple hours, although it was kind of fun enjoying the liquid sunshine of Florida.
Yeah, you bet.
And the big thing is plenty of people. This is what we needed to hear.
Yeah, today is a great show. Thursday, we were down just a little bit from last year on Thursday, but last year was a record day. So Thursday was solid. Yesterday, that thunderstorm line that came through was distracting. The big issue was that every weather station in Florida said 60% chance of rain, watch out for thunderstorms. So people didn't come, even though it only disrupted the show about an hour. But that's the way it happens, and today we're making up for it. The ramp side is totally full. The other side is totally full of aircraft. We're moving to overflow parking, so it's good.
We got to like that. I just did a bit of a pontification on something I see out here that I find really disturbing. You've got these great aircraft. You've got a system to support them. You've got folks that are getting real about what's happening within the industry in regards to the economy. But there is a gross lack of proper marketing and salesmanship out there.
Well, you know, I don't really comment about that. Yep. Those guys run their business, sell their plane. About 5 years ago, Dan Johnson and I, Dan from Lama, we're talking about a program to assist in business management and that sort of thing. That is, maybe bring the exhibitors here a half a day early, have 4 days on such things as managing cash flow, managing training, managing people, managing order and ship times, and all of that stuff. But that had never matured beyond the, gee, we ought to do this someday, and maybe we ought to do that someday.
There's a couple of the standard companies, the folks that have earned their grade, the RANs, the VANs, the flight designs, and, of course, Cessna and Piper, that are pulling out all the stops. They're there. They're cooperative. They're positive. They're bright. And now with both Cessna and Piper in particular in the picture, this industry is going to get a little bit more respect, we would hope.
Well, I would think so. I think Cessna brought a lot with them. But we've had great companies in for a good while. Bill Canino, particularly, you know, and several others. And, of course, you mentioned RANs. We've got VANs here, and that's great from our perspective. But they didn't have a light sport till this year, and so they didn't come till this year, and that's fine. Piper is a great addition. In addition to being a great company, a good airplane, all that sort of thing, they're a good sponsor for us. Now, we've got some good sponsors. You know, initially when we started this, all of our sponsors were the local banks, the local businesses, the local car dealers, and we knew that wouldn't last forever. So we started focusing on aviation-type units. So we've got Cessna, Tecnam, Remos, Aircraft Spruce, Piper, company Matco Brakes, and others. Companies like that that are in this business for long term. And they're our sponsors now. So it makes it a much more, from our perspective, a much more mature event than what we had at the beginning. So it's coming along fine.
Obviously, 2009 was not the best of years for anybody who was looking to make a capital investment in a product like an airplane, even a less expensive one like an LSA. How will the industry fare in 2010?
Well, I think I heard you predict a little bit ago that there's going to be a winnowing of the industry, and there clearly is. But yet, there are those entrepreneurs who are working in their garages that'll have new light sports to try out next year. There's going to be a reduction in some businesses. That is, some are going to go out of business. Who? I don't know. There will be companies that have great planes and poor management and operations that will go out of business. There are going to be companies with mediocre planes, but good sales forces, good management, good marketing that will be in business. May not be just, but that's the American marketing system.
In a moment, how the city of Sebring is supporting the event. ANN's Jim Campbell is talking with U.S. Sport Aviation Expo Chairman Bob Wood, and you're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
Remember what the future used to look like? The flying cars, the spaceports, the rocket packs and spandex outfits? That was some future, wasn't it? But hey, here's the real future. A Garmin Wass Navigator. It makes its own glide path out of GPS signals, so you can land IFR at thousands of airports with no ILS or other ground-based approach aids. Now that's a future you can believe in. Garmin Wass GPS. Follow the leader.
Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is General Aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and known ice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Welcome back to the Aero News Special Feature. Bob Wood, chairman of the U.S. Sport Aviation Expo, is talking with ANN's Jim Campbell about what turned out to be a successful event this year. But has the Expo worn out its welcome?
Finally, how's the city? I mean, are you finding the support for the future that you're going to need to be able to grow and build this event?
We do. The city is very supportive. We get an awful lot of good volunteers. You know, we're totally unpaid. All the money that comes in goes to running next year's event. We have no paid staff. All of our volunteers work, you know, hours and days as volunteers. And I have about 15 members of my family here. Everywhere from
putting all the work, right?
Yeah. My brother comes down from Virginia and does a trash collection for 4 days and runs that operation. I have, say, a niece from Miami, a daughter from Virginia. I have a cousin from northern Indiana. She and her husband come down and camp here for 10 days and help another couple from up north do all the setup. So it's a family event, too. My wife runs the ticket sales. I have two daughters selling tickets. It's good.
Well, it's nice to keep it all in the family, and what a great way to at least have an excuse to see everybody.
Sure.
The dates for the event in 2011 aren't on the website yet, but just about any other piece of visitor, sponsor, or exhibitor info can be found there at www.sport-aviation-expo.com. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend and have a clear and unlimited day.